Our High Calling. On Unto Perfection, November 28th. Till we all come in the unity of the faith, and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Ephesians 4, verse 13. It is a solemn work to obtain a moral fitness for the society of the pure and the blessed. Only by conforming to the Word of God can we hope to come to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. But we must do this, or we shall never enter heaven. Without purity and holiness of heart, we cannot win the crown of immortal glory. The life of the soul cannot be sustained except by the right exercise of the affections heavenward, Christward, Godward. Repentance and faith in Christ for the forgiveness of sins are essential, but not all that is required. The Christian's life is now but just begun. He must, as exhorted by the Apostle, go on unto perfection. He must bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. If we believe in Jesus, we will love to think of Him, love to talk of Him, love to pray to Him. He is supreme in our affections. We love that which Christ loves and hate that which Christ hates. The Christian life is never at a standstill. It is, it must be, progressive. Our love for Christ should become stronger and stronger. My brother, my sister, is your soul in the love of God? Many of you have a twilight perception of Christ's excellence, and your soul thrills with joy. You long for a fuller, deeper sense of the Savior's love. You long to entwine your affections about Him more closely. You are unsatisfied. But do not despair. Give to Jesus the heart's best and holiest affections. Treasure every ray of light. Cherish every desire of the soul after God. Give yourselves the culture of spiritual thoughts and holy communings. Make haste to ripen for heaven. It will cost us something to obtain a Christian experience and to develop a true and noble character. But the white-robed throng of the redeemed ones are those who have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.